Hello and welcome to Brothers Less Grim. I am Jeff. With me is Mark.
Hi.
And if you like local politics, then you are in the right place. On every episode of our show, we improvise one story. We do this by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. Important to point out, we do play with our own set of house rules. If you want to know exactly what we're doing, go back and check out episode zero. The story we have for you today is wacky and weird and a lot of fun. I really like it because Mark and I accidentally stumble upon a genuinely intriguing character who's forced to make some tough choices. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy Gable for Mayor.
All right, Mark.
Two words.
Okay.
Fire guards.
Fire guards?
Fire guards. Okay.
Fire guards.
Fire guards. They're guards made out of fire. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. There's a couple different ways to take it. I understand. They could be guarding fire. That actually would have been pretty funny if they're like guards made out of like stone or water and they're guarding the fire. But anyway, no. They're fire guards and they are guarding a city.
Okay.
Okay. Specifically, we'll say like the better off part of the city. Or actually, where should the line be? No, I'll say the whole city. We'll have it be external. So they're a big city, got walls all the way around. There's fire guards at all the entrances. And these guys, they're mean, they're nasty, they're made out of fire, and they don't like foreigners. Over to you.
Okay. So, this... I'm gonna follow my gut.
Follow your gut, Mark. That's what I did. I said fire guards.
Yeah.
No wrong answers here.
Okay, so we're going to cut to, like, the mayor's house in the city. And one of his aides is just like, hey, I noticed that you just hired some fire guards for the city. And the mayor's just like, yep, yeah, absolutely. Yep, hired some fire guards. And the assistant's just like, is that a good idea? We're not fire people. We built our houses out of wood and other things that are flammable. We're sure we want two beings made of fire walking around casually. And then in the background they hear screams. And there's The city is on fire. People are trying to put out the fires, but they just keep going. And the mayor's just like, oh, I'm going to kill those fire guards. They hate foreigners, which is ironic because apparently they are one. They are some in this city. And the fire guards have to escape the city because now everyone's turned against them. Because they accidentally burnt down the city they were supposed to be guarding. I'll pass it to you there.
So they're getting chased. There's this, like... Let's see. I think there's probably been, like, some people who have, like, hated these guys since the beginning. Which, admittedly, wasn't that long ago. I imagine they've been here just, like, a few days. Pretty new. But, yeah, there's like, a group of people who are like, we don't like fire people. We don't want fire guards. These people are the firefighters. Because that seems correct. So they were, like, ready to go from the beginning. They have, like, a well that they go to, and they, like, get water. So, like, these firefighters are chasing these fire guards, throwing water at them, trying to put them out. But the fire guards do escape the city. I mean, they don't get put out. Maybe they've get hit by like a little bit of water here and there, but nothing serious, no serious injuries. So they escape the city, and I guess they start lighting the woods on fire. I mean, they're fire people. They don't do it on purpose. They were just hired for the wrong job. So, and actually there would be like farmland outside the city as well. So they'd be lighting that on fire too. Like farmhouses. So there's just this huge blaze going on outside and inside the city as these fire guards. They're no longer guards, I guess. They're just, they've been fired. But, I mean, for lack of a better term, these fire guards are running out. And I guess eventually they would make it onto a path, which I imagine is the path that they came in on, because, you know, they didn't light things on fire on the way in. But they've been forced to escape out through this like, other way. So that's why they ran through some farmland, ran through some forest, and then eventually made it to the road. So lots more things are on fire now. Over to you.
The day goes on. The city just burns down almost entirely. The mayor's house is okay.
And it's good for him.
Yeah, and he's standing...
I'm sure that's going to last.
And he's standing in the doorway. And just all of the citizens of the city are just out there yelling at him. And he's like, calm down, calm down. So I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Like, Jeremy, remember that time that you put too many hops in your brew and the beer that you made was actually still pretty good, but it wasn't the one you were trying to make? It's just like this. I added a little too much fire, people, to the city guard. And the fallout of that could be considered maybe a happy accident. And then someone just throws a fish at him.
As you do.
Yep.
Does it hit him?
Yep. Yeah, it hits him. Right in the torso. It's like a live fish, and it flops, hits the ground, and is like flopping by his feet. And he's just like, listen, he picks up the fish and he's like, I'm so sorry that, you know, a lot of your cottages have burned down. Thank you for the fish. We'll get through this as a city. And he walks back in and the crowd just all starts booing. And we'll have the fire guard. I'll cut to you. Oh, I'll pass it back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this city, this citizens, they're still furious at the mayor. Like he went inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, they're not done with this conversation.
Mm-mm.
So they just break down his door, and they bring him out, and somebody yells, hang him. Somebody else says, no, 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 guillotine. Third person is like, I feel like we should burn him. I feel like that's appropriate. We should burn him at the stake. I think that's the most logical way to handle this. And the mayor is like, okay, obviously I did not do enough to quell your concerns. Am I using that word correctly? That's not what I use a lot. Quell your concerns. Is that right?
I'm imagining the mayor says that.
Yeah. Well, he says all that exactly. I like that. We'll just continue on.
And one of the peasants just like, yeah, that sounds about right.
That's obviously not one I use a lot either. I fish. for fish. So
can I get my fish back?
It just kind of slipped out of my hands. I was on my way home. It just kind of slipped out.
they're slippery. Those fish. I feel like there should be a phrase like something is slippery, like a fish.
And the mayor's like, all right, come on, all right, settle down. Come on, hold on. This is about me. Obviously, I did not do enough to...
We're planning your execution. Yeah, it's
me. I know. I'm going to make it up to you, okay? We're going to build a better city than this one. It's going to be even better. We're going to have stone walls so that the fire guards don't burn anything down. And people are like, we don't want fire guards! And there's like, okay,
poison guards?
Maybe we can... Yeah, poison guards? I mean,
they're guards made out of anthrax. Like, their flesh is anthrax. Poison guards?
And then, like, the original guard that was replaced by the fire guards is like... feel like I did a pretty good job. Feel like we don't need fire guards or any other elemental guards. And the mayor... says, all right, hey, don't execute me. Give me a week, okay? I'm going to get things back on track. We're going to start rebuilding. You're going to be happy. This is going to be a good thing, you know? You're going to be so much happier with the new city. You're going to thank me for accidentally burning down, like, however many hundreds of acres.
A little kid in the crowd like yells, I'm an orphan now.
Oh, yes. It wasn't just property that was burned. Yes, my mistake. You're going to thank me for burning down your parents. just you wait. Give me 1 week. Over to you, Mark. What happens next?
I'm going to have the town give him a week. he's very precise.
He's got a silver tongue.
So he starts out by ordering people to, you know, build a foundation to a tower. Excuse me, a stone. Everyone's just like, Yeah. He's getting people working on building a tower. And, you know, day six comes by. They're not very far along at all. All of the townspeople are actually a little frustrated. It's like, how did we get tricked into this? We were going to kill this guy. We've been building a tower. We should have been rebuilding our city. And the mayor, the night of day six... so he's going to get executed the next day. Also escapes. Wasn't really kept on tight watch. I'll pass it to you.
So he escapes the city. Well, city in quotes, I guess. It's not really a city. He escapes the ruins of the city. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna also go with my gut here.
Yeah.
And say that like he takes a boat out and just kind of, I guess I'm imagining this is like a harbor city.
Okay.
Just because of the fish guy. Could be a river city, I suppose.
Even a lake city.
What? Oh, a lake city. Yeah. I actually like Lake City the best. That sounds cool. Okay. Yeah. And that's actually even funnier, because like he just takes the boat and he goes to the other side of the lake, and then he puts on a fake mustache.
Just sets up shop there.
No, I was going to have him walk back to the city. So that's what he does. Like, he doesn't take the boat back. That would be obvious. So he walks back to the city, goes to the docks, and like peers out, and it's like, oh yeah, it looks like the mayor escaped by boat. Darn, I was really hoping to execute him. Well, I guess we're probably going to need a new mayor. Hello. I am... My name is, I guess I just want to go with, I'll go with, Sling.
Sling.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sling. Hello, my name, this is his fake name. This is it, like, whatever the mayor's, I want to say real name, but I'm actually questioning whether or not it was his actual real name. But I'll go ahead and say whatever his real name was. That's not Sling. He introduces himself as Sling. Fake mustache mayor is Sling. Okay, over to you.
Everyone's just like, okay, well, we're going to have an election. But you can run. And the little orphan kid is just like, guys, that is the mayor.
It's clearly the mayor. He's wearing a fake mustache made out of shrubs.
And the townspeople are just like, no, that guy, like the old mayor didn't have a mustache. He's like, yeah, that one's fake. Yeah, but you can't grow a mustache in one day. So.
Old mayor's name was Trang.
Trang? Exactly. This is Sling. Hi, I'm Sling.
Totally different name.
And the little kid's just like, you killed my parents. It's like, no.
I don't know what you're talking about, young child, but I would love to have your vote. Is your...
Do you get to vote as a child? What's happening here? Are you now technically the patriarch of your home?
I'm new to this city, so I don't know the voting rules.
Is that insensitive for me to say patriarch of your home if your home burned down? Anyway, I look forward to the debate. Let's say half hour? 30 minutes go by. Sling is, like, standing on a rock and is just like, who are my opponents for mayor? And I'll pass it to you.
The child steps forward.
Okay, good.
It says, I challenge you, Trang.
That's not my name. Sling.
It is your name. I'm really shocked that nobody else seems to know that. But I will debate you. Because, like, I genuinely think that I would do a better job running the city than you. And I'm a child. I'm pretty precocious, as you can tell. But still, like, I am a child. And I would do a better job than you. Sling's like, we'll let the voters decide that. So, first question, I'm going to ask it to myself. Hope that's okay, everybody. what would be your first act as mayor? Okay. That's actually a really good question. Really appreciate it being asked. I think the first thing I would do as mayor is I would just kind of, you know, start doing my job, you know, because that's what you want us to do, or me to do. So I would just, I would get to work. And
doing what? Says the kid.
Because exactly.
Everyone else in the crowd was kind of eating it up. It's like, we do want a mayor that works.
We want a mayor that works. Yeah, the last mayor didn't work. We want someone who will work. I can look around here and I can tell. Like, you guys want a mayor that's going to work. I'm your guy. The child is just... the child just is like gobsmacked at how this person can ask himself a question and then not answer it. And somehow that's okay. So I'm going to pass it over to you there.
The crowd just turns to the kid, is like, Gable? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? And the kid's just like, listen, we're a city. Currently, we only have one building and like a quarter of a foundation. I think the thing that I would do is open up the mayor's house for sick and elderly who need shelter, rather than having it continue to be just the mayor's house like the previous mayor and a maybe still mayor if you guys vote for Slink. Same guy. He, like, I will make it so that I lost that. I will open up that house, something that I imagine he would not do. And Sling, it was Crank, right?
Sling is his name. Trang was his earlier name.
Trang, yeah. So, Sling says, listen. I admire your idolism. When I was your age, I was just like you. But as you get older, you have to realize that there is an important thing called private property. And the mayor's house is for the mayor. Sure, if you win, you can open it up all you want. But the reality is that house belongs to the mayor. And every true patriot of this city would agree with me when I say that if I win elected, they will back me when I do not open up that house to them. And the crowd goes wild. And the kid's just like, you guys are voting against your own interests. And I'll pass it to you.
Next question. Is it true that children have tiny brains? This is actually a really important question that I think needs to be answered. The answer is yes, and it does matter. So yeah, that's why I wouldn't even allow children to vote in election unless they voted for me. If they vote for me, then that would be proof that they are of sound mind. But if they vote for somebody else, then it would be clear that they are not ready.
I'm spitballing here, but maybe that will apply to adults too.
Yeah, maybe not everybody should be allowed to vote. You know, that's an interesting idea. It could be better for society. Gable has had enough. Of course, Sling is elected mayor again. Because, I mean, that city deserves him. But Gable has decided that he's had enough of this. So, without parents, you know, he doesn't have really much rooting him down here. And with the entire city seemingly having lost its mind, he decides that night that he's going to leave. Over to you.
So he's packing up. It doesn't take long. Most of his stuff burned. And
burn.
And he's heading towards what's used to be the city gates. And he stopped by the old assistant to the mayor, the one that was just like, why did you hire the fire guards? That guy. And he's just like, Gable, listen. I voted for you. I really think that you're what this city needs. There's no need to to leave in disgrace. I think this guy is gonna act just like the old mayor. And Gable's like, you think? And it's like, they have the exact same demeanor. They're basically the same person. And Gable's like, you think?
And I know, because I spent so much time with the mayor. Like, I can tell that this person is very similar, but not exactly the same to the previous mayor.
And at that point, Gable just kind of throws up his arms. He's like, listen, I appreciate what you're saying, but like, even if you're like, if you're the best thing that I got going in the city, I still really want to leave. You're not really selling yourself here. And he starts walking out, and this is like, Gable, no, please listen to me. You could save the city from itself.
I know you think they're the same, but look, like the sling has a beard. Trang didn't have a beard. They're different. They're different people.
I'm gonna pass it to you, because... Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Gable was saying what exactly?
He basically was just saying, it was like, listen, if like he's got...
If you're the best that the city can offer, then I still don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And then the assistant then he, was still trying to convince... Gable, that him. It's a different person that he's mistaken.
Yeah, at which point, like, my instinct is Gable is just like, that further confirms that he's out.
Oh yeah, I feel like he's out.
Yeah, so he's gonna leave the city. For sure. And I'll pass it to you.
Okay. Cut two. I'm gonna say... 5 to 10 years later, depending on how old Gable is at the time of his leaving the city. I'm imagining a teenage Gable walks into, we'll say, an inn. Yeah, like your classic tavern inn, kind of along a road. Gable, he's a teenager. He looks a bit older though. He's done some traveling. He's done some adventuring. He's earned a few scars that he didn't have when he walked out of the city. And he just walks into this tavern and orders himself a drink. And I guess he can... No, I'll do it. Let's see. Seated... I'm going to say in the fireplace is a fire guard.
All right.
So he's got his drink, and then he turns and he notices that sitting in the fireplace is a fire guard. That seems like where the fire guard would sit. So I'm going to pass it to you there.
Okay. Gable takes his drink, walks on over to the fireplace, and he says hello to the fire guard. And the fire guard's just like, huh? Yeah. Hi. What's up? Hey. Hello.
I don't like foreigners.
And the guy, and Gable's just like, I'm a local.
I'm a local, so not a foreigner.
And the fire guard's just like, have a seat. And the kid's just like, hey, were you hired to guard this city? And the fire guard just, like, giggles to himself. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I did that. Me and my bud, we did a good job until we suddenly didn't. It's like, it was your first day.
Nobody got into the city that whole day.
Some people didn't get out. And the fire guard just kind of chuckles at that. It's like, huh, I guess some people. Two fire guards did. And he like high fives himself.
I mean, if you measure your success as a guard by like how many people get into the city, and like nobody gets out of the city, or like there's less people getting out than getting in, that feels like a good thing. You know, you gets like if every person that gets into the city is a negative point, then like people not getting out, I feel like that'd be like a positive point.
You're describing it like it's a prison.
I'm glad that you actually understood what I was saying, because I'm not sure I explained it very well at all. But anyway.
It's prison guards that keep people in the places. You were not a prison guard. I was a guard. You know, city guard, prison guard, all guards to me.
No! No! Cities, prisons, different places, different kinds of guards.
Some cities have prisons, so. Just saying. Double duty. Should have gotten double pay. In fact, actually, now that I think about it, I never got a paycheck from that city. I should really go back there and get my back pay with interest. And Gable's just like, no, you burnt down the city. You shouldn't get paid. And it's just like, oh, I don't deserve to get paid for my work. Is that what you're saying? Gable just takes up his drink and walks away. And it's like, you may be a local, but you're also a foreigner. Or I'm going to rephrase that. You may be a local, but you sure as hell ain't from around here.
I'm going to imagine that he said all of that.
As you should. He needs to take two. And he gets out of the fireplace. But it walks through the bar. It's a stone bar. He had to get into the fireplace somehow. And he's just like, I'm going back to that town. This kid, he reminded me that I got business back there still. And I'll pass it to you.
Should we look at endings?
I think we should.
I'm not sure my endings relate to the story that we're telling.
Mine, I could make it work for either. They're not like unrelated, but they're not like immediately like related. They're both vague enough that I can make them work.
Are they good?
Because
I have like a vague one. We just would introduce a character, basically.
One of mine, I would have to introduce a character. And the other, I could see it working without any new characters as well.
Okay, well. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, let's just go forward and, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
So what was happening? Fire elf, not fire elf.
The fire
guard was going to go back and get his back pay.
Yeah, with interest.
Okay. Gable, how did Gable react to that? He was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, he got, yeah. But he also got, like, frustrated and just kind of walked away.
Okay. So,
but he said that the guy shouldn't get any back pay because he burned down the village or the city.
Sounds reasonable. So, Gable sits at a table by himself, and he starts, you know, drinking his drink. Man, what was the fire elf drinking? Was the fire elf drinking anything? Like what would a fire elf drink? You know what I mean? Like fire, you said?
Fire guard.
I keep saying fire elf.
Yeah. That's a different story.
Different story. Yeah, that was our Midsummer's Eve to remember where we had fire elves. So the fire guy. I don't know. It's just interesting to imagine like what he would be ordering at a tavern. Nuts, maybe? Roasted nuts or a thing.
He orders unroasted nuts, so when he eats them, they're roasted. Otherwise, they're just double roasted, and that's no good.
Yeah, and then they just get, like, too roasted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's burnt. No good. Burnt, really, yeah.
He may be a fire guard, but he does not want burnt food.
Okay, so Gable is sitting and drinking and thinking about what he should do. Because he could go back to the city, try to warn them, try to round up the firefighters, and head this guy off before he causes more damage. But he also holds a lot of ill will towards the city. How, like, just incompetence again and again killed his parents and forced him out on the road. Forced him out of the city, out on his own. So part of him is kind of glad that this fire guard is going back, and part of him hopes that the city burns down again, and maybe this time that mayor will burn with it. But the thing is, Gable's not a bad guy. So he thinks he should probably go back. Over to you.
So he gets up. He walks out. And he's just like, no, I'm not going to go save this town. And he starts heading the other way. He's like, no, I'm going to go save it. And he keeps having this back and forth for a couple minutes, and then he decides on going.
If I save it, then it's like I'm going to have to save it again, because they're going to, like, what, they're going to, like, stop making mistakes?
No, they won't learn anything.
Yeah, but I have an opportunity to save it now, and I would be complicit in burning it down if I didn't save it.
So he goes back to his home city. It's been rebuilt fairly well. It's not at the same point as it was before the fire, but there are buildings there. And
who's the mayor, Mark?
Same guy.
Is it Sling?
It's Sling.
Oh.
I mean, it's Sling, but he's actually had to take on a third identity.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be something like that.
Yeah, there was a little mishap. He did end up hiring some poison guards.
I'm imagining just there's like a second boat next to the original boat on the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have a mustache anymore. He's clean shaven. He looks actually identical to how he did before, you know, minus like the aging process. But yeah, like everyone kind of forgot, like that he got rid of the fake mustache and is back to his clean shaven self. And Gable gets to the town, and there are some singing guards. That's what they got going now. And they're up there on the wall, just playing their lute, singing along. And Gable just kind of walks into the city. The guards do not stop him. They probably didn't even notice him. They were a bit distracted by their song. And Gable's just like, I guess singing guards probably the best option so far compared to fire guards.
Can the singing guard, like, notice that Gable has, like, walked in through the city gates and call out, hey, stop, stop, stop? and then run up to him and give him a flyer for their show later tonight.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he walks straight to the mayor's house, still there, much nicer than it was before.
This guy. We gotta build it back better, you know, and it starts here at the mayor's house. It starts here with the mayor.
And then out. I call it trickle-down building.
Trickle-down architecture.
Anyway.
Trickle-down city plan.
He knocks on the door. And the assistant opens up. And Gable says, I think fire guard is on his way to the town for some back pay. You guys should probably not let him into the city. Maybe give him back pay just so he goes away. That's my advice. And he turns around and the assistant is like, wait. And he turns him around. It's like, looks him in the eye. And it's just like, Gable, is that you? And he hugs him. He's just like, Gable, you were so right about Slink. He was a terrible mayor. And then after that, he's like, but luckily we got a new mayor. I want you to meet him. And I'll pass it to you.
Gable says I'd rather not. Honestly, I considered not coming back here and warning you guys. And I'm actually sort of regretting that I made this decision. Based on the way that this conversation is unfolding. It's just like, no, come on, you'll love him. He's great. He's way better than Sling. You were totally right about Sling. I mean, I was right about Sling as well. I voted for you, if you'll remember. So, anyway, here's the new guy. His name...
I lost my voting rights after that, by the way. Said it wasn't sound mind.
Yeah. In order to earn back my voting rights, I have to be the assistant to the mayor. I'm learning from him.
He it's hasn't actually, given them yet. Actually, one day I'll be ready.
One day what?
One day I'll be ready again.
I hope so. I'll be ready one day. But anyway, come on in. Can I get you anything to drink? You know, tea? Bottle of water? Gable insists that he's just gonna go. He says, "I'll take a bottle of water for the road because I'm very thirsty. Walked all the way here. But then I'm gonna go." So he gets his bottle of water and he heads out. And he's walking along, and he decides that he's gonna, you know, since he's here, take a turn and go to where his house used to be. Over to you.
It's in the poorer section of the city. The Build Back Better didn't actually make it all that but better in this tight neighborhood. Mayor's house.
Build Back Better on average, but in some places worse. Some places better. Better is subjective, really, if you think about it, so... That's the full name of the bill. what does better even mean? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's kind of meaningless, really. How do you define better in this context?
I would rather not, I think, because as a mayor, that actually gives me wiggle room. But.
It's quite the title.
If you had to pin me down, I would just say, you know, better means getting to work. Yeah.
You know, all of this was ashes before I introduced this bill. So, the fact that there's anything there,
yeah,
it's better.
I honestly feel like I deserve better pay for all the work I've done.
You know what? I'm going to put that into this bill, too. Mayor gets a raise.
Yeah, I like that. All right, it's done. And mayor should get a boat just in case. just to have it. Because you never know when you might want to like go fishing or leave the city or something.
Yeah.
All right, it's in the bill. Mayor gets a raise and a boat.
So Cable's walking around his old neighborhood, and he sees that, you know, in the little plot of land that used to be his house, there's a new house, and in that house is a little family, and sees two parents and a daughter, and he sees that family, and he thinks about his own family. And he's just like, I can't let this town, in its own stupidity, let these innocent idiots die. And so he goes to the gate where there is the singing guard. And the singing guard's just, you know, they're strumming along. And it's just like, Gale's just like, listen. It kind of slaps the guard. It's like, there's a fire guard coming, and it is your responsibility to not let him into the city. You got that? And it's like, yeah, absolutely. I'll don't let the fire guard in the city. Just as long as like he doesn't come during my show, I'll be here. Yeah, I'll. And the guard is like, no.
I got a sound check.
Actually, I gotta get going. I got a lot to do before that show, and the singing guard just kind of bails.
Can you cover me?
And I'll pass it to you.
Gable's like, yeah, I can cover you. Cover the whole city. And I guess that's you know, he's just hanging out on the wall. Waiting for the fire guard to come along. And the thing that makes most sense is for the fire guard to come along.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire guard comes up to the gate. Gable says, go away. Don't want you here. And the fire guard is like, I don't have to come in. I just want my money. But if you don't give me my money, then I will force my way in. And Gable realizes that he's a little outmatched here. Because, I mean, he's up on a wall, sure. But this thing is made of fire. And they're not really easy to fight. And this fire guard is starting to get angry. Because, you know, Gable keeps telling him to go away. And that he's not going to get his money. That he just needs to accept that. And it's weird that he's even asking for money. Because he burned the city down. You know, but here we are. So things start escalating. Fire guard says, hey, like, last chance, either bring my money like next 10 seconds or let me in the next 10 seconds, like open the gate, or I'm going to force my way in. So, Gable says, yeah, you're right, totally, totally correct. Let me go talk to the mayor. I'm going to get your money, I'm going to come back, I'm going to gift it to you. And, yeah, you'll go on your merry way. So Gable runs off, actually, before he runs up, he's going to say, like, give me like 2 minutes. It takes a little while to get to the mayor's house. So a little longer than 10 seconds, but I'll be right back. So he runs off and he goes and he asks the first person he sees, hey, where is probably so-and-so? He probably referred him by his name. He used to be the leader of the firefighters. Over to you.
Oh, I forgot about the firefighters. And, the person is like, oh, I think they live in, that general direction. Kind of points behind him. And he's just like, do you got an address? It's like, nah, no.
That's the name of the neighborhood.
That general direction. And he's just like, perfect. And he just runs to that general direction. And he's just calling out the name of the firefighter. And eventually he's just like, what? And it's kind of a crotchety old man now. He's just like, listen, the fire guard is back. He wants back pay. He's gonna force his way into the city. And the firefighter's like, there's kind of like a weird sick gleam in his eyes. It's like, fire guard. I'm gonna get my revenge on him finally. And he goes back into his house and then he walks out with just like a bucket. And he's just like, I'm gonna have to go to the lake, also rally the boys. And he's just like, hands Gable like this weird bell thing. It's just like, if you do that, the other firefighter should come. And it's not like a bell where you like ding 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 ding. It's more got like a crank thing. And he pulls the crank, and it gives off a whoo sound, very distinct.
There's a fire guard. Woo. Come on, everybody. And there's a fire guard. Woo.
And the firefighters start gathering, and they all have their buckets, and they all run to the lake, and they all grab their buckets, and I'll pass it to you.
Okay. Meanwhile, outside, fire guard hears the siren crank thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know exactly what that means. Because I heard it that day that I didn't get my pay. They're coming for me. And he's like, not today. I'm not running away today. I'm going to get my money today. Because I need to pay child support. I've had really rough time securing employment lately, and I really need this money.
Oh.
Oh, no, I don't want to kill him.
It's hard taking care of those little kindlings.
Wait, what about little kindlings?
That's what he calls his kids.
He calls his kids the little kindlings. Okay. So, he's furious. He's not running away today. He's not backing down. He, I imagine, is able to just kind of walk through the gate. You know, if this is like this metal gate, like, you know,
portcullis.
Yeah, columns and horizontal lines, bars and columns. Then, yeah, like, he can just, like, Terminator 2 his way through that. Because he's fire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he does that. So he walks through the gate. And he asks the nearest person he sees, who, of course, has got to be the same person that Gable asked, where's the firefighter guy? It's like, hey, where's the mayor's house? I need to talk to him about back pay. And this citizen is like, oh, he's in that yonderly direction. Fire guard walks off in that yonderly direction, and the citizen's like, huh. And goes about his day. a typical voter in this city. Over to you.
So, the fire guard gets to the mayor's house, and he's knocking on the door, and the door is slowly catching fire with each knock. And the guy's yelling, he's like, listen, I need my back pay. I need the money. I got kids I gotta feed. You think charcoal is cheap? And
do you know how many school books I have to buy for kids that are made out of fire? It's more than one copy of each book. It's like they keep burning them. It's annoying.
At that point, he like takes out his little fire wallet, opens it up to a fire picture of his fire daughter. Just like, doing this for you, little girl. He kisses it.
What's his daughter's name?
Calgary,
okay.
And at that moment, the firefighters arrive and just douse him.
Yeah, just
water.
Put him out. Just that picture is the first thing that gets hit with water. And then, like, his torso gets hit by, like, a fish that was somehow in one of the buckets. And then, yeah, he just gets doused.
Yep, doused all the way. Doused him dead. And Gale's just like, to the other firefighters, like, we saved the city! And it's all high fives. And the mayor's house is actually starting to catch fire entirely. And the firefighters are just like, we gotta get back more water. We gotta put this house out. And Gable's just like, has a moment, is like, do we have to? We could just, you know, let this one burn. But then he comes back, he's like, no, do the right thing. And they run back, they get more water. They try to put the house out, but it's a big fire. Yeah, all they got is buckets of water. But they are able to keep it from the house, from the fire going out to the rest of the city. So only the mayor's house burns. And the assistant are just outside watching it burn. And the mayor's just like, this is the greatest disaster that has ever hit this city.
Who says that?
The mayor.
The mayor says, okay. Greatest in name, like that way. Okay, I thought somebody was like happy about it.
No. This is a disaster. And the assistant was like, actually, like all said and done, it's just the one building, and you know we can build it. And the mayor and the assistant get off, like get in an argument. Like, no, this is way worse than when the whole city burned. This is the mayor's house, and Gable kind of walks away from that argument. And I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mayor's house burns down. Mayor and assistant are arguing. Firefighters are high-fiving each other still. Gable's walking away. Okay. So Gable, he's thinking to himself what he should do next. And I think the thing that he wants to do right now is just call for, I guess, a recall of the mayor. just wants to give it one more try. Yeah, since he's here. So, I don't know where he would start. Maybe, you know, talk to the mayor and the firefighters initially. Say, hey, like, this mayor, he needs to go. Can we please get rid of him? Can we please, let's just do a debate, you know? Let's just debate who should be mayor. You know, I can step up. Maybe somebody else who's been around, you know, didn't leave, could also step up. I feel like basically anybody, like the loot guy, I feel like would be a better mayor than Sling or Slang or Trang or whatever this guy's name is now. So can we please get rid of this guy's mayor? And I'm just gonna pass it over to you.
The town accepts this. They kind of rally behind Gable this time. The first at the debate, the mayor's just like, first question, and Gable interrupts him. He's like, yeah, first question. What is the biggest disaster that's ever happened to this city? And the mayor's just like, that's easy. The mayor's house just burnt down. And Gable's just like, no. It's when the mayor hired fire guards that led to the complete destruction of everything in the city except the mayor's house. And everyone just kind of rallies behind that at first. And then the mayor, with his weird silver tongue, convinces all of those idiots that they should vote for him again. And they do. And he becomes mayor. And Gable is going to leave again. And he sees the singing guard as we'll have the firefighter stop, and he's like, hey, Gable, we all voted for you, and we may have lost our voting rights because of that, but we still believe in you, and we think you should stay. And he's leaving. It's just like, there's still one more fire guard that might come back. And he stops at that. And then he continues walking. And then he sees the singing guard. And he goes up to the singing guard. And he becomes the guard. He switches jobs with the singing guard so he can focus on his music career. And so they changed places, and everything was back to normal.
All right, Mark, what did you think of Gable for mayor?
I mean, I think it's my reaction to
love this answer.
I know my reaction when we told the story for the first time was that is like, oh, I'm not sure if that one worked.
Oh yeah,
and then
for sure, same
and
here.
Then. And then on my very first re-listen of it, I was just like, I love this story so much. Like, it was probably one of the greatest switches between, like, what I thought we made and what we ended up feeling like we made, or what it was like on the re-listen.
Yes, we made strange choices early on. And I felt weird about the fire guard thing. Also, just, it was like, did I do something that was too weird to start off the story? Like, you were confused about what it even meant, so I think that maybe made me feel like, oh man, did I set us up for failure? But then, out of this chaos, out of this mess, emerged Gable.
Yes, who I think is one of the best characters ever.
Yeah. Oh, he's so heroic. Why do you like him, Mark?
What I wrote down here is Gable's heroism is so great that the town doesn't deserve him, and he doesn't
and like he leaves for a while, but like he ultimately comes back, saves the town, and then takes on a role that is relatively thankless and continues to keep the town safe. You know, a town that would never listen to him, that never like followed him when he's the one that so clearly deserved leadership.
I have basically the exact same thing written down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that is the reason why the story works, in my opinion, because of Gable.
Yes. Yeah, he anchors the story really well. He offsets the goofiness and grounds the story.
Gable for mayor is all I gotta say.
Gable for mayor. Yeah. It's just Gable is forced to make some really interesting choices. Like, he doesn't he could still be a hero and not save the city. Could he? Wait, hold on. I might be backtracking that. Like, if Gable had walked away from, like, he met the fire guard in the tavern.
Yeah.
And, like, what if he had chosen to not go back? What if he had chosen to not try to protect the city from the fire guard?
I mean, I think... I don't think he would have been as heroic as he ends up being. I think he still would have been, like, you know, clearly the protagonist of our story, and like that tough decision, if we went down that route and like explored that avenue of the character, like there's still a possibility that that character is interesting and sticks the landing and keeps the story alive, and in that way he's still the hero of the story, but he's not like the hero. He's not heroic in the way that I think you and I are both using it, where there's something deeply admirable about Gable that is just like...
I think you're correct there. Like, if he had not gone back to the city, that would have set us on the path for characters getting what they deserved.
Yeah.
The town would have been destroyed, and Gable would have been... He opted out of being part of that town, so he would have been able to live a happy life and build a cabin or something.
Mm-hmm. Is there any final things you wanna say?
No. I just want to hear about what's happening next time.
Next time, we have another guard story, who's watching the wall as a stranger comes to town with a dire warning.
Dire warning.
Yeah.
Is this one of our serious stories?
It's more serious than this one. I would say, in this season, this may be one of our more serious ones. I think there's only one that I can think of that is more serious.
Yeah, there's one that's clearly more serious. I think I might say that Warmth Amid the Cold is... Well, they're close. I'd say Warmth Amid the Cold is close to this one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, but for now, shall we say goodbye?
Yeah, absolutely.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. I waved as I said it.
Should we wave every time?
I do more often than I say, but I don't do it every time.
Yeah.